All right. So I'm over here. I think I've talked a little bit about this, and I'm gonna try to tackle the topic of homosexuality and Bible. And for me, I'm gonna take the whole argument that there's an argument here. Now, eventually, I'm gonna give you my perspective on where things are going in the future, and then what it's like being over here in Asia. I don't know how I'm gonna get there, but I know that I tend to get places. I know how it works. I know how my mind tends to surprise even me. So the first thing off that I'm not going to push, but I'm going to say it and get it out of the way. For someone who's a homosexual wanting to read about happily ever after homosexual romances, the Bible is the last book you want to read. Sodom and Gomorrah had lots of homosexuals, and it didn't turn out well. The tribe of Benjamin in the book of Judges, same chapter. We're talking Genesis 18:19, Judges 18:19-ish. Same thing happened. Massive homosexuality. Tribe next door, Judah, came in and burned them. Paul rebukes men for leaving natural lusts for unnatural homosexual lusts, as how he describes it. There, you know, in his own words, in so many words, there's, you know, if your goal is to read about homosexuals being praised, celebrated, set up, running around the streets in their colorful underwear and doing weird dances in public, and that being a wonderful, good, happy thing, and it's always happily ever after, and there's no sorrow or sadness in it, we're just going to run and act like everything's great and freaking wonderful. The Bible is not the book you want to be reading, if that's your goal. Now, people can argue, well, the Bible doesn't say it's wrong. Yeah, it does. What's Paul talking about? You know, the other thing is, you know, the argument for, and I'm going to get through this to something far greater. But the other argument is, if the issue with Sodom and Gomorrah is that this is where I think the Bible's view is that Sodom and Gomorrah, the tribe of Benjamin in the book of Judges, that's where homosexuality and bisexual, transgender stuff, that's where it leads. It leads to a cesspool like Sodom and Gomorrah with all of its problems. And the problems, many homosexuals will say, no, Sodom and Gomorrah was evil, but it's not because of this. It's because of that. Well, guess what? That, which even Christian, Bible-carrying, Bible-believing Christian homosexuals who think that the Bible endorses homosexuality, even they will say this was bad in Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, that this is there in Portland, Oregon today. It's not as bad, but it's growing. And I think the Bible's perspective is that if you start to allow homosexual, transgender stuff go on in your culture, eventually it morphs and matures into a Sodom and Gomorrah style cesspool, which just so happens to be what we're watching happen in Portland and such places. So, you know, and I'll tell you, I haven't been to Portland, and I'm not going to say every area of Portland. I'm talking about what I'm seeing from Portland as portrayed in the news. And I'm not going to say Portland is all bad. I've got friends in Portland. I'm happy for my friends in Portland. I had friends describe the naked bicycle ride. I don't really know what I think about the naked bicycle ride. I honestly don't know. I'm really uninterested and don't really care. The issue is, we don't want things to become a big fat mess. And God does not want the earth that he loves to become a big fat mess. After the flood with Noah, the Bible says God repented. Now, that repentance is defined as this, what God did. It's not an admission of guilt or wrongdoing, because God did no wrong and he didn't say that anything wrong. Repentance is just merely that feeling, I don't want to do this again. So we get to the New Testament. It says you must repent and confess your sins, because they're two separate actions. Not only repent and feel bad, but confess that you did something wrong. That's part of welcoming Jesus. Yep, I did something wrong. I need your forgiveness. Forgive me. Now we're happy together. Great. Okay. And I repented. I don't want to be like that anymore. I don't want to do that again. Well, God didn't do the confession, I did something wrong part. He just did the I don't like this. I don't want to do that again part. And that's how he felt about the flood. He doesn't like seeing the earth that he made destroyed or the people whom he made in his image destroyed either. And if we have a threat of cesspools taking over and spreading and spreading and spreading, God's going to snuff them out like he did with Sodom and Gomorrah. He's not going to allow such cesspools to grow. And so eventually, somehow, whatever the problematic culture, I'm not going to label people as the problem. Whatever the problematic culture, whatever the problematic idea is, whatever the idea is that isn't good or may not be good in Portland, Oregon, that may be growing and spreading, God's not going to allow that to spread too far. He's going to do outbreak containment like he did with Sodom and Gomorrah, or like, you know, either, you know, from the sky, or like he did in the book of Judges, 1,000 years later, with the tribe of Benjamin. In bringing in the neighboring tribe to go deal with it. I don't know how, what, they just decided, just the neighbors, like, what are they doing over there? And just everybody got up and went. There was no leader. There was no organization. It's just the neighbors just didn't like it and just went over there and kicked butt. So I don't think that we don't want to end up there. Okay. All right. Okay. All that could be controversial. I think there's something much, much, much bigger. There's a much, much, much bigger problem. LGBTQ's culture, whether you think this is morally right or not, it's an ideology. Now, when I was in school, it was my liberal classmates who would lecture me. I'm happy they did. They would lecture me about not being cynical, but needing to be positive, welcoming other people, respecting all people. Life is about attitude. You get what you put into it. Life gives back whatever you give to life. If you know, you can look at the problems or you can look at the bright side. You don't worry about what other people think of you. Focus on what you got to do and you be good at what you do. You practice what you got to do and don't point the finger at other people and try to regulate other people and don't complain about other people's problems. You deal with your own. Focus on that. You become a better person. All this stuff, I learned and got it better. I was a conservative. I got it better from the liberals. Interestingly, those are conservative ideas. Or they're just American ideas. How come only the liberals were talking about it? Whatever, that's another question. But these are great ideas that I learned from liberals in high school. But those ideas are completely incompatible with the LGBTQ culture and the SJWs as I see happening. And it's not even about the morality that I don't like. That's not it. Homosexuals doing their homosexual thing or transgenders or whatever, that doesn't bother me. That doesn't make my skin crawl. That's not it. It's the idea that I'm not going to care what other people think. I'm not going to go try to remake the outside world because I want them to agree with me. I'm not going to change them. I got to focus on myself. I got to focus on getting for myself, focus on changing, improving myself, focus on serving others without requiring them to change. I'm not going to go try to beat up the whole world for not loving me. Those ideas I learned from the liberals in high school, and now LGBTQ has become the liberal talking point. It's like, what happened to this great wisdom? What happened to that? So I'm over here in Taiwan, and I'm describing to some of the Taiwanese what's happening with the breakdown in the culture, what's happening in America. The liberals are leaving their own good, wonderful ideas. Of like I said, focusing on what you can do to improve and be part of the solution, not the problem. Positive. I'm going to do my part. I got to choose a side. I got to do what's right and stop worrying about other people. Those ideas Very, very, lots of liberal teaching should be conservative ideology, but came from liberals a lot in the 90s. Those ideas are falling away in America. Every kid gets a trophy. People think that they're entitled as a result. Nobody's ever bad for anything. Nobody gets blamed for anything that they do wrong. It's nobody's responsibility to do something better or to improve. Everything's somebody else's fault. And so many people think that someone owes me something. And you know, it's, you know, rights are about permission to pursue and live and chase after my problems and catch the cat by the tail, so to speak. That's what rights are about. Rights aren't about me sitting down and someone else giving me stuff that I didn't earn while they pay for it. You know, the trouble with socialism, as Margaret Thatcher said, is that you eventually run out of other people's money. So it's like, you know, make your own life, clean your own house. You're not entitled to have a clean house, but you are entitled to be allowed to clean it. Sweep the dust, put it in the trash, take your trash out, put it in the proper place, keep the world a clean place. And don't worry about someone else's house. Worry about yours. I don't get those ideas. I don't hear those ideas from LGBTQ or SJWs. In fact, I'm not allowed to pursue those ideas. So I'm describing this, what's going on in this entitled mentality to boot. And one kid over here in Taiwan, he said, Jesse, here in Taiwan, they don't even give trophies. If another kid gets a trophy, the kids don't even care because they've been taught that trophies don't matter. Just if a kid loses, he doesn't care. It's even worse. This is not just an American problem. It's all over the world. Now, I'm disturbed about this, and I'm trying my best to just, you know, my solution is just to try to help people around me learn as many skills as they possibly can. That's my solution. That's it. That's my solution. But I also know, while I do that, I know that heaven is not going to sit by and watch the earth turn into a cesspool of blame shifting. Heaven won't allow it. The message from the Bible is not God hates fags. The message from the Bible is that if a city becomes a cesspool, heaven will either act from the sky or from the ground or from the neighbors. It cannot continue. It won't. So I happen to think that there are certain moral guidelines that are very obviously clear in the Bible. And you know what they are, and you don't need me to tell you, and that's not the point anyway. There is a culture of blame shifting that somehow seems to accompany LGBTQ. And it is that culture that's got me concerned. That culture is the line for me. If someone's LGBTQ, but they don't have that part of the culture, I'm cool with them. I don't agree, but we don't have to. That's the American idea. I'm all in favor of not discriminating against people for certain marriage issues. I do not want men and women finding some excuse to walk into each other's bathrooms. XY chromosomes, that's what that's about. I don't think that's appropriate. That's a line for me. The other issue is population. As we continue to pursue these cultures that result in a declining birth rate, we face extinction. So however we want to say our morals are, if you think these are certain morals, biblical morals, the Bible teaches, follow these, you will be fruitful and you will prosper. That means you'll have a growing birth rate. If society is following a biblical principle, then the birth rate will go up. So whatever the morals are, we don't know if they're true because of whatever boring long explanation someone attached to it. We know that the morals are correct morals because it results in a growing birth rate. The Bible never advocates population control. It commands early in Genesis, right after the flood, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. But a group of people wanted to make a name for themselves in Babylon. And heaven responded by saying, no, thou shalt be fruitful and have a growing birth rate. Wow, I'm over here in Asia, staring at China, scary war times. But I'm not afraid, because I know that my God is watching me. Same could go for you. It's up to you. See you next week.